Okay, we are back, and this is part two of being encouraged the first Easter celebration for our ministry and working together as ministers for the Lord, warrior ministers for the Lord.
Amen.
And what happened was, when I was singing the song, the enemy had attacked the ministry, cause he don't want nothing. He don't want nothing to go for. But this ministry is covered by the blood of Jesus, and we're covered by the blood of Jesus. So, I'm going to go ahead again and sing "Rise Again" because this is an appropriate song for this time. And this weekend, and so I'm gonna try it again. Go ahead, drive the nails in my head, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it to me. The day will come when you will see, 'cause I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead, mark my name. My love for you is still the same. Go ahead and bury me, but very soon I will be free, 'cause I'll rise again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me down. Yes, I'll rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. Go ahead and say I'm dead and gone, but you'll see that you were wrong. Go ahead, try to hide the sun, but all will see that I'm the one. 'Cause I'll come again. Ain't no power on earth can keep me back. Yes, I'll come again. Come to take my people back.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The enemy was trying to keep me from singing that song.
Of course.
And in the name of Jesus, we're covered in his blood. You know, there was another song that you was listening to before the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was another song that is well liked, and it's called "Mercy Walked In."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna see if I could find the words to it. Get back in here. And these two songs would be perfect for this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I will find it right here. Now, do you have anything to say while I'm looking for the words to say about God's mercy?
What?
You have anything to say about God's mercy while I'm looking for the song?
Mm-hmm. Yes, his mercy is great, and his grace is marvelous and free. All we have to do is just bow on our knees and humble ourselves and pray to him and ask God to forgive us of our sins, and he will set us free from our sins of the earth. And he's so awesome, wonderful, and he's so good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can't say enough good about him. I mean, he's just so marvelous and wonderful, and he's full of mercy and grace and love and praise. And he does chastise his children. And that's how we know he loves us.
Amen.
Because that's how he tests us and tests our love for him. And so it's a two-way street.
It is.
And you've got to give if you want to receive the many mercies and wonders of God's grace and salvation.
Mm-hmm. And it's not about the church building. It's not about the religion. It's a relationship with our Savior, with our Father, with our Lord.
Yes.
It's all that count. Because the building will get you nowhere. We are supposed to be the church. The building will get you nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the building is just the place that we could worship the Lord. But we could also worship the Lord in our home and in our devotional time that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we could always play songs on the radio, worship songs on the radio, like we do with KWSC or 88.3 The Wind or other gospel stations that you might listen to. It's what personal relationship that you have with the Lord is count. Not coming to church every Sunday, although it's a great thing to be fed and then to be able to apply it and then maybe even to help somebody else out. But it's about knowing the Lord for yourself, because one day there's going to be two types of judgments.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the great white throne judgment and the judgment seat of Christ. You will want to be at the judgment seat of Christ. You do not want to be at the great white throne judgment. I mean, it's like there, the Lord will say, "Depart from me, workers of iniquity. I never knew you." And those words will shake you to the core.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you know where you're going.
Yep.
You know where you're going. So please, after this broadcast, I'm going to say later on during the broadcast, I'm going to say the sinner's prayer. And please accept this invitation. It is so critical. It is so important. The things that are going on right now with ISIS, ISIS destroying Christians throughout the world, beheading Christians, and now with this attack on Brussels, I mean, days before celebrating Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And the time that ISIS keeps attacking, it's just closer to the Lord's coming. The Lord is coming back very soon. Are you ready? You can get ready. You still have time to prepare, but it's very short. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Now, I'm going to do two things because I don't know how to sing the melody yet, but I do know how to sing the chorus. Now, warning, it may touch the princess a lot because he gets very touched by this song. And but just even hearing the words, it'll just get to you. But I will sing the chorus part at the end. And it, but first, I'm gonna say it, and this is the important one. I stood in the courtroom. The judge turned my way. It looked like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense. But that's when Mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. I stood there and wondered, how could this be? That someone so guilty had just been set free. My chains were broken. I felt born again. The moment that mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented to cover my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Mm-hmm. And you can have that mercy today. Mm-hmm. Whatever you listen to, whether you're listening to us on Southwave Radio, or whether you're listening to us through a podcast, you can have the same promise that that thief hanging on the cross that said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. That's an awesome promise. So, please do not put it off any longer. There is only two places after you close your eyes here for the last time in death. But instantly you will be in either one or two places. And that's heaven that was meant for all those that believe in Jesus, and hell. See, the enemy don't want me to say good things about heaven. The enemy don't want me to say hell. He's been messing with this ministry. But you know what? I'm going to talk about heaven. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about hell. Because we've been mandated and called to do that. Hell is a scary place. But there was like one part where people go and wait until, you know, they had the lake of fire and everything is over at Armageddon. But there is still burning and suffering and torment day and night. And for better analogy, think about jail. When You get arrested. You first go arrested. You're not in prison yet, but you go to jail, like city jail or county jail or lockup. And you get booked for the charges that you've done, whether it's a misdemeanor or a felony. But when you die, you do not want to end up in this place. No. You don't get no plea deal. You don't get no bargaining in hell. You stay there forever. You're permanently separated. Then there's prison. After you finally get sentenced by the judge, and they give you the amount of time that you're going to spend, and lifers just get jailed for life, or people in death row that's going to be executed get sent to death row. Prison is a lot different than jail. And they have federal prisons and they have state prisons. And hell is this fire and brimstone, the lake of fire. The lake of fire. You do not want to be in there. Hell is not a place for people. It is designed for the devil, Satan himself, and the demons. Not people like us. We was designed to be in heaven. But there are many people who will not go to heaven. There are people who drink and drink heavily, drink alcohol. They will not go to heaven. Liars will not go to heaven. Adulterers will not go to heaven. There were just so many things that are in the Bible that state that they will not go to heaven. Yeah. But there is only one way. There's only one true way that you could go to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ alone. It is not Allah. It is not Buddha. It is not anything. It is not anything that is occultic. It is only through Jesus Christ. And no, Jesus Christ did not become Muslim. He is not going to send Christians and Jews to hell. But he came to save all. The Muslim teachings are all lies. Muslim teachings are all lies. And there are even something called the Book of Mormons. Which there is supposed to be this extra book in the extra book of the Bible.
Yeah.
And then the Mormons read. No. That is all lies. There's only one true book. One book. That has stand the test of time. And has told the story of the people, of the Jewish people of Israel. And has been tested again and again and again to be true. And that is the Holy Bible. That's it.
Amen.
The Holy Bible. The only one with the story of Esther who saved her people. She risked her own life. Back at those times, you could not even approach your husband until you are called. And if you did come before you are called, you were put to death. No question. But she took that risk. And the king was so in love with Esther that she was able to save her people. And she was not worried about her life. She was worried about her life and her people. Mm-hmm. And also Mordecai.
Yes.
Mordecai. And yet Haman was planning a plot to destroy the Jewish people because Mordecai would not bow to Haman.
No.
He would not bow because that was against Jewish traditions to bow to anybody but the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's it. And Esther did the right thing. And she is one of the many heroines in the Bible that you will read about. The whole book of Esther And there are many other chapters in the Bible from the Old Testament into the New Testament that tells so many stories. It even makes today's stories seem like, wow, you got some of this in the Bible too? But, Princess, I wanted to know if you have anything to add, because I'm getting so excited right about now. And what I'm saying, and have to convince people that they could join Christians and Jews together.
Yes.
And we have that same promise.
They can be a part of our family. They can be a part of our family if they'll just say yes to Jesus and know to sin.
Yeah.
And get saved. Then they can be come up there and wait on us till we get up there.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you one thing. There was way too many people that do not believe. There's atheist people, and then there's just people that's doubting and listening to too much wrong messages. Mm-hmm. There are people that's supposed to, listen to God only. Mm-hmm. I mean, but what they're doing is they're just listening to the pastor of these wrong denominations. And they're saying, oh, you can only hear to God and hear the word through a message on Sunday or a message on during the middle of the week during Bible study. Yeah. They're telling the people, you can't hear God. You can only hear God through the subconscious mind, and that's it. Mm-hmm. God can't communicate to you like we're talking right about now. Oh, yes, he can. Mm-hmm. Yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
He could talk just like we're talking right now, but you have to have a willing spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit within you. And you could have it today. You could stop the doubt. You could stop the unbelief. And I'm talking to those atheists that probably might be listening to the show that don't even believe and what we're teaching, and what we're saying, and what we're preaching about God's word. Everything in that book, and we just read it.
Yeah.
Everything in that book is true.
Yes.
So, don't tell us that we have to believe in what the atheist is saying. Mm-mm. And don't tell us that we have to believe that everything that the Muslims are saying. We chose to believe one God. We chose to do his word, and that's it. Only. Only. And I pray, God, I will continue to stand. Amen. And my wife will continue to stand. Amen. And we will work no matter what the enemy does. He was trying to mess up this program today. He was trying to mess up this ministry today.
He does every Sunday.
Uh-huh. So you know what? God will get the victory. So, before we lead on to the salvation prayer, I wanted to know if God have any more enlightened message that you want to wish to the women and to the children that may be listening to this ministry.
Well, just if they're not saved, they need to get saved. Mm-hmm. And if their husbands are not saved, their husbands need to be saved before he can truly run their house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In a biblical way, where he's the head of it. Mm-hmm. And then the wife and the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's okay.
Had a little belch there. And the husband, once he has received salvation, then he can lead the family in the family devotions, mm-hmm. Bible readings, family prayers, the finances. He can do so much. Once he gets saved. And then the wife is to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
And be obedient to him. And as long as he doesn't browbeat her.
Exactly.
You know, beat her down verbally with his mouth.
Or abusive.
Yes, because some men do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find the words.
To describe it.
And he's not letting them come out.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been doing the whole broadcast.
I know. But once we were approved, then the Lord just started working in our home and in us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have become stronger and mightier in our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
In our work for Christ, and we're zealous.
Mm-hmm.
And just everything is just so much better since he went through this.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. The wife must be obedient to the husband,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean that she has to take lip off of him.
Exactly.
Because the Lord says in the Bible that the man is over the wife, and then the children, and then the rest of the family, but he is not to lord himself over his wife,
mm-hmm.
and treat her like she's subservient,
mm-hmm.
like she's less than a bug crawling on the ground. He's got to treat her with as much dignity as my husband, as you do,
mm-hmm.
me.
Right.
And so I just want the ladies to know those things, because that way, they'll know that that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when it comes to finances and things like that, the husband usually makes out the bills.
Right.
But not always.
Not always.
It's whoever's the smartest in the bills. Whoever's the smartest to be able to...
To do that, spreadsheets and all the,
yes.
The budgeting. And,
uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'll want to do a spreadsheet and do your budget on it, because that works the best of all of them.
Now, speaking of now, I want to start by complimenting, I'm going to demonstrate the love that the man's supposed to have for the wife. I want to compliment you on learning Dave Ramsey so quickly. I mean, you just took what you learned about Dave Ramsey, like the snowball effect, paying the smallest to the highest, mm-hmm. and doing the baby steps, and then you're doing spreadsheets and budgeting, and you learn the Dave Ramsey so fast. You're a fast learner, and I applaud that in you, and I thank God that God gave you that mind to be able to learn so fast.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There was also something else that the Lord wanted you to talk about.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Now, you're always going to talk about heaven and hell. But we are also supposed to do a couple other things. We're still going to warn about the Golden Calf. As you know, this election season, there is someone who is running, and he is doing so much evil in the campaign that it's like, oh my land, he's a Republican? And I'm talking about Donald Trump. Also, we're going to still continue to warn about false prophets like Rick Warren, Joe Osteen, and also Joyce Myers. These false prophets work for the enemy. They do not work for the Lord. They work for the enemy. But we're going to continue to talk about them. But I want to go with what's going on with this Golden Calf campaign, and this is really, really not good, because he got so mad that he lost Utah this past Tuesday, and pretty much know that Utah wasn't going to be the state for Donald Trump, but he wanted that state, but he got Arizona. I mean, the thing that broke my heart, because we absentee vote early in the state of Missouri. We have the right to do early voting. Sometimes people could go in to the county clerk's office and vote early there. But we already voted for Ted Cruz, which is voting the Bible. But now he won Missouri. Donald Trump won Missouri, and that broke my heart. That I was so heartbroken that, you know, I left the groups and everything, and then yet the Lord was saying that we should pray for him and still try to help his campaign. That I had got, I was only hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, which is understandable. I was only hurt that there was mm-hmm. more. Thought there was more Christians here in Missouri than those that would vote for Trump, but I don't know how Trump got to the top and still won Missouri. I didn't know how he did that, and it just crushed me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but you know, I'm still going to back up Ted Cruz, and my wife always been back up Ted Cruz, but I'm going to still back up Ted Cruz, and even during the broker convention, I'm hoping and praying that Ted Cruz will stop the enemy's track, because the enemy want the Golden Calf to win, or even if Hillary Clinton to win. Mm-hmm. The enemy wants that. Though he could, you know, just destroy everything that this nation holds dear. So, I want to say this again. Do you want somebody who curse at almost every rally? He used every curse word in well, I don't know what he used, because sometimes he bleeped out, but he get bleeped out. But he do not like women, but yet they said that he said that he have women working for him. Then why attack Megyn Kelly, a Fox News reporter? Mm-hmm. Why attack her? And then getting the suspicion that women is not going to vote for you, that you call them names and you being verbally abusive to the women. You're verbally abusing them. Mm-hmm. Who wants a president like that? And then number two, these violent rallies, Newsporter getting hurt, and people, spectators are getting hurt. And just because Trump canceled a rally in Chicago, I don't know how in the world did he got out of Illinois when the rally got canceled. And then, yet he still won, even when that canceled rally in violence. I thought that would be it for him in Illinois, but evidently, he still won. Who brought off those votes to make sure he get those places? Who he brought off? I mean, this country is being sold, not only to the Chinese, from which we learned it from Pastor Hagin and other sources, but we're being sold by Donald Trump. He is selling this country, and people are voting for him still, yet he does this worldly things that we don't need in the president. Mm-hmm. People, he is the golden calf. He works for the enemy. There's not going to be any prayer. America's not going to be great again. We need someone who is trusted, someone who is confident. And that someone is Ted Cruz. That is voting the Bible. Vote the Bible, everybody. Vote the Bible. Mm-hmm. But he got evangelicals voting for Trump. And now Carson is supposed to be one of his advisors, sort of, quote unquote, if he gets into to be the president. And that made him endorse Trump. He got conservative. He got conservative and evangelical. When none of the radio show hosts, not Rush Limbaugh, not not any of the radio show hosts that you hear on radio stations that play conservative talk, they all think that Ted Cruz is the trusted conservative that could win against Hillary Clinton. And everybody is saying that if it's a matchup, a single matchup between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton wins. So do you want that, ladies and gentlemen?
No.
Do you want someone who represents the Republican Party, who do not represent our values, and claim to say that he can make America great again when he's really working for the enemy? And somebody who has a father who preached the gospel and doing the Lord's work, a daughter who was a missionary. They lived the Bible 24/7. They lived the Bible 24/7. That's who you want in office. Not someone who lives for the world and have all the riches and have all the money. And he can even design the White House to live in it himself, with his family and whoever else he wants in there. He could design the White House for himself. Just build the White House, and then if you want a wall around it, Donald Trump, if you want that wall, build the wall around your own White House. You had the money. You have it. But you want to ruin our country and take more prayer out of our lives. You're working for the enemy. I repeat, everybody, Trump is working for the enemy. Hillary Clinton, enemy. You see, you hear the reports about the email. Benghazi, the Benghazi scandal. Her husband, you know, the one that I did not have sex with that woman? That one. Don't fall for the golden calf, but they still fall for it. They're not listening to the Lord. They're not doing it. Just like with these false prophets. Joel Osteen. Mm-hmm. Oprah Winfrey. Joyce Meyer. I mean, Rick Warren even siding with the Muslims. Rick Warren, come on, be with the truth tellers. Be with Jack Van Impey. Be with John Hagee and Matt Hagee. Be with David Jeremiah and also Jesse DePlantis. McGee, through the Bible, I said it. These false teachers will not teach you anything about the Lord. They will only lead astray. These false teachers will tell you it's okay to go to church on Sunday and okay to drink on Monday. These false teachers will not let you be fed at all. Come on, listen to the truth. The truth is, God's word is the only word that will stand from generation to generation. Israel is the only country that will stand for generation and generations to come. Amen. Jerusalem will be the holy city that will continue to stand for generation to generations to come. And her people, her Jewish people, will continue to occupy the land forever until God calls us home.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I hope I'm not stealing John Heggie's thunder before tomorrow, before Sunday. But I'm just getting so fired up for the Lord and warning him about the golden calf and warning him about the false prophets in heaven and hell that I gotta have zeal. We gotta have zeal when we preach the word. Yeah. We gotta have zeal when we teach our counseling. And I am so proud of my wife doing this work for the Lord because the Lord is using her. She is counseling already. And this is awesome. The Lord is using us in miraculous ways that nobody will even know but the Lord. Mm-hmm. So, whew. I just get excited there. But remember, golden calf is not to be trusted. Like Hillary Clinton is not to be trusted. Do not take the mark of the beast because same thing like in the tribulation. In the tribulation, you will not be able to buy or sell if you had the mark of the beast, either on your forehead or on your head, because if you take the mark of the beast, there's only one destination for you, and that's hell. I come back to heaven and hell because that's the only two places that you will be, whether when you die after the world changes, because the world is going to change before the better, after the Battle of Armageddon. So, I hope you have something to add for that, because I was getting excited there, and I hope you have something to add before that, Princess.
I'm just excited that he's about to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Take us up with him.
Yeah.
I have a mighty feast and celebration that the bride has come home.
Amen.
And has been united with his. And has been united with the groom.
Yes, there you go. You got it.
That's all I gotta say.
Amen. Wow. But Princess, thank you for reminding me what I am mandated to talk about to the Lord. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Because I get excited talking and teaching, and now when I'm reading off the word, I get excited. I get that zeal, that zest. And I want the people to know that we are very serious about this. And we will continue to do this. We will continue to warn about these others. Now, I'll even go in even further than that. That there are more people that's following these false prophets. But yet, there's true Christians that follow the true warriors, true preacher warriors for the Lord.
Yes.
And we're two of the ones that are following the true warriors for Christ. And there's a good kids Christian program called Adventures in Odyssey. That's a family focus on the family.
Yes.
Ministry, and they had different children's stories that that honors the Lord and honors Christ. And so, if you want something honorable to kids to listen to, there you go. Adventures in Odyssey. Go to witsend.org. What's in .org or .com?
What?
Witsend.org. Thinking it was it's either .org or .com. It was on the podcast that we heard.
For which thing, honey? I'm sorry.
Oh, the Adventures in Odyssey, the Christian kids program.
Oh, I think it's org.
Yeah, I believe it's org too. So I was just making sure.
Yeah.
Just like DETV.org is for John Hagee and through the Bible. Mm-hmm. JVM.org, Jeff Van Epi Ministry. That's a lot of good ministries to stir you to, because I say this because when you get born again, and if there is no church that that you believe that there is Bible preaching and believes that the five fundamentals of faith. I wanted to get into that, but I'll probably get into that Easter. And also, Jack Van Impey also did a great job last Sunday. He talked about the five fundamentals of faith. Mm-hmm. And so we'll get into that the next time God tell us the... Because he only told us to do two ministries this month. So, but he did tell us to talk about him. We may even get into that during the variety show. Who knows? Who knows? So, well, I'm ready to lead people into the salvation prayer.
Yes.
Because this is very important. That people must be saved, because the time draws near for Christ to come.
And you never want to miss a chance to offer that to someone who may be lost.
That's right. I guess that's why he put it into my spirit to do that during when we was doing the variety show the last week.
Yes, because... it left me now.
Oh, it's the enemy. It's been doing that the whole ministry.
I know, he's tried to ruin the whole day.
Wow. We're covered in the blood. That's all we can say about that.
We're covered in the blood.
That's right.
But the Lord wants us to offer the salvation prayer to everyone that may be lost or needs to come back to him.
That's right.
And we're to take every chance possible given to us to do that, to lead and so, you know, you may never know anyone that got saved on your program. Mm-hmm. But when you offer that salvation plan, you're planting the seed.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then someone else will get to have the wonderful fortune of harvesting that. Harvesting
the seed so it could grow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See, we're on the same page.
Yes, it's just we're trying to spit it out. The enemy, and he's just being downright cantankerous today.
Yeah.
So what else is new, though?
Exactly. But
he's
guess...
really upset, see? Because of what this weekend... The meaning of this weekend is.
Exactly. So and guess what, Enemy? We're almost through with our first Easter broadcast.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
And I will do this salvation prayer.
Yes.
Because it is so important for people to recognize that God so loved the world that God so loved the world that he
gave
his only begotten Son. And that who shall ever believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And you can read that in John 3:16 for yourself. And this day is so important that he died for you. Someone without sin.
Yes.
Someone who did miraculous healing. Who did miraculous things. And yet, the most important thing that he did of all is that he was the sacrificial lamb.
Mm-hmm.
The only sacrificial lamb. That means once he shed his blood, we won't have to sacrifice animals for blood sacrifice mm-hmm. for our sin anymore. We don't have to go to the Catholic priest for the forgiveness of our sin anymore. We could come straight to Jesus himself. He is the truth. He is the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. The only one. The only one.
The only one, the only way.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to lead everybody into this salvation prayer. Pray this one prayer with me. Oh, Father, Lord, save me. I am a sinner. I am the guilty of the sins that I have committed, seen and unseen, known and unknown. But, Father, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to forgive me. I repent, and I want to return to you. I turn away from those sins that are so hard to break, and I give them to you. Forgive me, make me a new creature. And I thank you, Lord, for accepting me into your family. I thank you for what you've done on the cross. I thank you for rising up again. I believe your word. And I believe that you are Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you had prayed that prayer, not only for the first time, but if you prayed that prayer for, you know, if you were backslidden, let me be the first, or let us be the first to say, welcome to the family. You have salvation. You have a new destination. Heaven is your home now. Now, if you're able to go to a church home and find a Bible-believing church, do that. But please listen to these truth sayers, truth tellers, Jack Van Impe, also John Hagee and Matthew Hagee, and through the Bible, also a Turning Point. And Jesse the Planet. There's also
David Jeremiah.
Yeah, I said David Jeremiah.
Okay.
There was another one, Michael Youssef. Michael Youssef is another one. The Lord just brought that in my spirit right
Charles
now.
Stanley.
Charles Stanley. Yes. All of those great warrior men, all of those great warrior men are true tellers of the word. Don't listen to those that might put them on the false prophet list, but they are true warriors of God. So, with that, my darling.
Yes, my love.
I'm going to have you close out the ministry, and I want to thank you for helping me. This is the first time we get to do this on Easter.
Yes.
Our first ministry in Easter.
Yay.
Yeah. So, I'm going to do like we did in the closing part of the variety show, and I'm going to let my wonderful wife close us out of the ministry.
This is Deshaun and Donnell Porter, and this is the ministry of the Encourager, and we are signing out.